We'll just talk to Andy Pascalides about the big game coming up between the Western Sydney Wanderers travelling up the highway to Central Coast Stadium and taking on the Mariners. The Mariners CEO, Sean Mellencamp, joins us. G'day, Sean.
Hey, guys. How are you going?
G'day, Sean. Good. Mate, big game for you guys as well, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. As the might of Andy Pascalides and the Western Sydney Wanderers take the trip up, it'll be a big game for us as the battlers up on the Central Coast, and we'll have to roll our sleeves up.
You're a little bit better than battlers. I don't think you should tell yourself that short.
Always play above their weight.
Absolutely. Well, we know you love a good battlers team there, TK. So we're appreciating your support.
Now, there's a lot of talk. There's a lot of talk in the media about the Wanderers fans and a walkout, given what's gone on in the media, in the papers over the weekend. How are you guys coping with that?
Yeah, well, I suppose what it does do, and is it provides entertainment plus both on and off the field. So as much as the game will be very exciting on the pitch, there will be an eye as the whole football community across Australia watches and sees how the Western Sydney Wanderers supporters do their walkout and their protest. That's a part that's been across the country. All the supporter groups across the country, including our own, are making a stay and having a bit of a statement. So it'll be fascinating to watch, but it'll definitely be something that I think is going to be pretty enthralling.
I mentioned before, Sean, like I believe everyone should have that right to protest, but I don't know whether this will be a good thing. So can you take us through, do you believe your supporter base will also be walking out of the ground?
So our supporter base, I'm led to believe, won't be walking out, but they are in unison in one aspect. So I believe that they'll be putting down the band. The band will possibly be stop playing and get a bit quiet. So it'll probably sound more like a rugby league match than an A-League match for a period of time there. But what I can say is having worked with the Wanderers supporters, and I believe that they're the best supporters in the country in what they do. There is these moments are actually quite enthralling. They're very memorable moments, and it's the best way that they have to make a statement that they're not happy with what's been going on.
So what's your intel tell you, Sean? When will they be walking out, and how will they be walking out?
Well, that's part of the theatre. When is it? Is it going to be first half? Do they need to do it? Before the famous Poznan? Do they wait for the Poznan? What will happen if they're 3-0 up, or if they're 3-0 down, and so on. So there's a lot of theatre to this, which I think is absolutely fascinating.
Now he's currently sit eighth. What have the Wanderers got? The Mariners got to do to turn it around?
Yeah, well, look, the boys are in great shape. We've got a lot of competition for places. One thing I can say is it won't be a draw. So it won't be this nil all sort of matches that we've seen a couple in the A-League. We've been really going out there for entertaining football. We're going to be on the attack. We're going to really throw caution to the wind, which has been the strategy this season, and we'll continue with that. And it's been really good to watch.
And just a quick one, mate, on resources. We mentioned that normally batting above your weight, the Central Coast Mariners. How are resources and funding at the club and moving forward?
Yeah, there's no doubt that there's a long way for us to go. We've definitely had a fair bit of improvement this season. We've turned the corner. Our crowds are up, and we've got 92 sponsors on board this year, which was fantastic. So there are good indicators that are there, but we've got a long way to go. And I suppose what is really good for us is that passionate culture that allows us to punch above our weight remains in the club. So we're going okay.
All right. Yeah, you certainly are. 5 p.m. in Gosford on Sunday, you take on the Western Sydney Wanderers. Get there, get to the tickets. I'm sure the boys will support or will want the support.
Yeah, so Sean, from your point of view, from the CEO's point of view, hosting this game, so what's your advice to the Wanderers fans who may be walking out? To walk out or not to walk out? To stay inside the ground?
Well, I think that what is really good is that there's a unity about coming. Having a good time and being safe. So I know the boys they're going to do it. They're passionate about doing it,
right?
And it's that passion that keeps them together. So from our perspective, there's no dramas. This is great. We're really glad that they're coming. That they're coming up, and hopefully as they walk out, they go and enjoy the beautiful scenery and the help the economy here in Gosford as well.
Well, I hope they buy their drumsticks or Cornettos and have a hearts and drinks on while they're in there to help the concessions out there. Sean, we thank you so much for coming on and good luck.
Cheers, guys. Really appreciate the time.
Sean Mellencamp, Mariners CEO. So that kickoff's going to be 5 p.m. 5:15, I think. 5 p.m. or 5:15. It's going to be quite enthralling again to see what happens.
Well, there. I think we all want to see what's happening. There's been so much made of the issue in the paper and the, you know, who's at fault and all the rest of it. Look, I hope it's just a cracking game and people support the game because every sport in the country, whether it be football, cricket, soccer, A-League, they need the support of their fans.